Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the origin of Chucky, our thoughts on the outdated Drag Race finale format, my dog's first murder, and the one time that the nanny saved a democracy. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Bonjour, no. Oh, wait, we forgot to get stoned.
Not the mic directly blocking your face.
Wait, Corey, were we supposed to get stoned?
I think so, but I'm not. I don't get stoned this early in the morning, so it's not
okay. Well, you know
today.
What? Stoners of the world, we will do it. But I thought it was going to be a 420 stream and then it was going to be a 427 stream. Listen, we will celebrate 420 when you least expect it, okay? Is that a deal?
I'm down to do a stoned episode soon.
So am I. It's hard to be stoned. Well, it's not very hard for me.
Well, the trouble is when we record first thing in the morning, yeah, I'm not.
And then it changes your day.
Yeah, I'm not getting stoned first thing in the morning. If y'all do get stoned first thing in the morning, tell me what that experience is like.
Let me tell you, I need to know.
I've never done it.
Really? You've never waked and or baked?
No.
That's impossible.
I wake and make oatmeal.
Wake and make. I do wake and make often.
Oh, do you wake and make?
Yes, honey. The bowels are going. The bowels have gone.
Well.
Hey, I experienced trauma this morning. Is this a safe space to talk about it?
Yes, please do. I'm here for it. I'm queer for it.
Okay. Well, I went to the gym. I'm back at the gym.
Oh shit. How was it?
Oh my God. It's wonderful. So my first day back was on Friday and I was like, I initially hadn't even thought about it because, you know, I have my at home gym now that I like made over the quarantine.
And so wait, hold on. I have a question.
Go on.
You went to the gym while your eyes were healing?
Yes.
Did you have to wear funny glasses?
Yes. I did.
Were you just looking for attention?
No, I wasn't. But indoors, I don't have to wear the glasses. But on the way there, I had to wear my, like, they look like Oakleys.
Are they blurple? Look like,
no, they're black, plasticky Oakleys. And I look like, it's a moment. It's an experience. You know, when Candy Muse was at the finale and she had her sunglasses on for part of a lip sync?
Sure.
Well, I actually don't remember. That's what I looked like. She had sunglasses on for part of the lip sync, and I was like, ooh, that's me. Anyway, I went to the gym. This has nothing to do with my trauma, but last Friday I went to the gym for the first time because I was talking about the gym with my boyfriend, and we were like, and he was like, oh, wait, they probably never canceled your account from the quarantine. I was like, oh, they certainly did, but as soon as gyms opened up again, they probably like undid the canceling for everyone.
Unfroze so it.
I checked and that was in fact the case. Yeah. So I was like, bitch, I'm going today. I'm getting my money's worth. So I went and did a leg day and it was the first leg day in like a year and I couldn't walk all weekend because it was my first day back. I was like, I'm going to do every machine that I possibly can because bitch, I haven't had a good leg day in a year. And I legitimately could not walk Saturday or Sunday. So I have, I'm still a struggle, Tina.
Did you just lay in your bed and make? Because you couldn't even walk to the toilet?
No, I have I should make a...
So where's the trauma come in?
Well, hold on. It was this morning. I should have what were those things called? Those devices that it's like 15 things that it goes through to get to completing a task. It's like all unnecessary things to like finish, to like bake an egg or something or like... A Rube Goldberg project.
I've never heard of that.
What? No. Google Rube Goldberg Project. It's like, what is the scientists like the in Flubber,
the TV would make. Show.
No. It's like what, like the Honey I Shrunk the Kids scientist would make in his basement. And it's like a ball drops and then rolls over and pushes over a domino. And
yes, that makes very chutes and ladders.
Sure. Yes.
I see those on TikTok from time to time. It's all this marble hits this ping pong ball, hits this frying pan.
You've never made a Rube Goldberg project?
No, but that
was
it
was the big sixth grade group project in science class.
Listen, we've said it before. Your school had funding. Mine did not.
Well, Dolan and I did not do well. Our Rube Goldberg did not work day of. And
did
we got
you
a
get
bad
last?
Grade. This well, it's not like that. Well, we are. You get a grade that affects the rest of your life.
So like that little bird that like pecks a key to start the whole thing off. Its beak didn't work or something.
Something like that.
Something
like, so funny you mentioned trauma. Little bird. So it's funny you mentioned little bird because that was the source of my trauma this morning.
A little bird?
A little bird.
Who was she?
Well, I was preparing for a thing, a work thing. Mm. And I look over, the dogs are out on the patio.
With a bird in their mouth?
Crouton is going hog wild. And I'm thinking, oh girl, what's he up to? He's jumping around, leaping around. But him and Willie have been having some tension. Last night it all culminated with a little bit of a
quarrel.
A standoff to see who is the alpha of the two of them.
Oh, shit.
Willie seems to think he's the alpha, but all signs point to bitch, no ma'am. Anyway, so I thought it was continuing today on the patio. I look closer. Crouton has a dead bird in his mouth.
Yeah, that's what my guess was.
So I run over and he could not be more thrilled. And I'm like, I have 3 minutes until I have to go live for an Instagram live about like careers and shit. I'm like, you need to give me this bird. I'm busy. And he would not unlock
What kind
his
of
jaw.
Bird was it? A sparrow? A hummingbird?
Some type of baby bird.
A baby. It was a child.
He heard us talking about baby birding in the mouth and he thought, let me just baby bird in the mouth.
Let me put a baby bird in my mouth.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't have freaked out. He thought this was like the ultimate gift. No. So like, I was like, give me that. And then I threw it.
Where is the bird now?
I threw it as
Did
far
it
as
fly?
I could. No, baby. No, baby. Pretty bird. My instinct, my gut instinct was I have to get on Instagram live for this work thing. I don't have time to properly care for this bird.
Don't you?
And so I threw it.
Don't you just wish you could tickle a dog to get it to like open its mouth and then let the bird out?
Yes.
Because like if you had a bird in your mouth, I could just tickle you and then you'd be like, ha ha. And then the
I
bird
think,
would
I
fly
think
right out
I
of your
would,
mouth.
I think my molars would grip tighter, to be honest.
Yeah. But what about
I took it and I threw it and it's now in my neighbor's yard somewhere.
What about your dead tooth?
My dead tooth? There's no dead teeth, baby. In fact, these teeth are thriving.
I guess I didn't realize that dogs like to kill birds as much as they did because I have a friend here in the city and his dog.
I don't think it killed the bird. I think he just found a dead bird.
Why was there a dead bird on your patio?
An omen, probably.
I mean, remember when we found that dead bird in the hot tub?
Oh, yes. Dead birds follow me, I find. Remember when somebody put a dead bird's head on my front doorstep?
No. Cats do that, though. We had a cat.
No. It was in a box. It was in a cardboard box.
No.
Cats don't do that, do they?
Which house?
It was somewhere in Okemos, Michigan.
Oh.
It was way back in my youth.
Well, that makes me feel better.
And then the dead bird... in the hot tub, the dead bird on my patio.
Oh, wow. It's really the crowing.
It could be. It could be. I don't know.
You didn't watch Schitt's Creek, so you don't get it.
No, but I thought you were talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, no. Are there crows in that? Oh, John. No, that's John Snow.
John Snow and your crow.
Is someone named John Crow?
No, baby. Well, probably on Earth, yeah.
Oh, true.
Oh, honey. I
Yes.
I need to talk to you.
Tell me. What about?
Are you daunted by how many habitable planets there are in the universe?
No. Should we move planets? Did you watch and learn that there's a lot? Is there new news? Is there news?
There's not new news, but maybe there's more habitable planets in our that we can observe in our galaxy than there are grains of sand on Earth.
Okay.
So life exists on all of us.
To think we picked Earth of all places.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, what are we doing here?
They're all, oh, you're right. We really picked the most capitalist planet of them all.
I wonder if capitalism is thriving on other planets.
No. What was I watching?
I mean, not to be pro-capitalist, but it does kind of make sense to exchange monetary value for goods and services. Like, it makes sense in my brain. I can see how we kind of got to that.
Well, what did you see when Rosé was on the RuPaul's Drag Race finale and she said, never stop working? And I thought, God,
I said, I will never not stop. I screamed at the TV.
I said, you capitalist bitch, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, that was, I think that was shocking for everybody. I said, ma'am, who tricked you?
I was like, okay, I was very stoned, but I was like, I get the sentiment, but I think she meant never stop chasing your dreams.
I mean, even then, take a break. Stop chasing your dreams, I think.
Drink some water. Loosen your jaw.
Drink some water.
Shake it out.
Relax. Just relax.
Relax-a-tox.
So the finale, are we talking about it?
Let's dish.
Well, what did you think, my sweet angel?
Well, here's what I thought. You know how much fucking reality TV I've watched in my day? Competition specific.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how infrequently my favorite from the beginning goes on to win?
Oh. And how'd you feel?
I said, I'm going to soak up some moment.
That's beautiful.
I was so over the moon thrilled. Okay. I was watching with a couple friends. We were all very stoned. I was a little devastated that Gottmik went out early because Simone went against Gottmik right off the jump. And so I was a little devastated. And
you mean Gottmik versus Candy?
Simone. No, it was Gottmik versus Simone. It was Rosé versus Candy. Yes. Baby.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was like, I was on pins and needles when Simone was lip syncing for the crown because I really wanted the final two to be Simone and Gottmik because then I was like, okay, I'll be happy either way. But I was just over the moon. I actually cried a little because I was so happy and proud of her. I actually liked the finale. I talked to some of my other friends too who said that it felt weird or felt different. And I said, I liked it. I liked that they did a ball at the beginning and everyone had three different looks. I thought all of the looks across the board from all four finalists were like incredible. So I loved that aspect for them to get to kind of show three more moments before the lip sync. I was pleasantly surprised and happy considering with what we had to deal with last year with like a Zoom finale.
But I will say this, I preferred some aspects of the Zoom finale, and that being, listen, we're at a point where drag and Drag Race, they've really tried to find the format for the system for the show, but it does not lend itself to having any winners that are outside the box anymore. Like, you have to check all the boxes, and that I think is a hard pill that Gottmik is now having to swallow, is that like, baby, you can check all the boxes, but you still have to also check lip syncing. What I liked about last year's was everyone kind of got to do a performance that was in their wheelhouse, like with the resources or with the type of performing that they do. Not to say that like Gottmik would have thrived in that format. Maybe she wouldn't have, but I liked being able to see the creativity of an at-home performance that you wouldn't necessarily get from, okay, three final lip syncs. With the expectation that I guess you gotta have a reveal and you gotta have a, you know, based on unrealistic expectations that we got from Sasha Velour or who else has kind of thrived in this reveal environment?
It's just, I don't know.
Evie Oddly, I think, thrived. But besides that, it's hard for anybody to live up to a surprise that justifies the obvious reveal coming.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of the four-way lip sync off moment. I think it detracts from what was done throughout the entire season leading up to it. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I no disrespect to Sasha, because I thought she'd obviously had an incredible lip sync, but I think going into that season's finale, I was much more rooting for Trinity and Shay. So it was a surprise when Sasha pulled it out because she did have such an incredible lip sync, but I think it just kind of negated some of the work that Trinity and Shay had done all season. And obviously that's kind of course corrected itself since they both won an all-star season since. But yeah, I've never really been a big fan of the four-way lip sync because I think it puts everything on one moment and negates completely all of the work that was done to get there.
Right. I agree. But with that said, I was pretty pleased with the finale. I was like, you know what? What a moment for Simone. I thought we saw growth. I thought we saw artistry. I thought we saw vulnerability. I thought we saw a star in the making and a star actualizing. I was pleased, and I cannot wait for the Simone reign.
Ugh, I know. I'm just so, like I said, it's weird because you think of all the reality shows that you watch and how many times you've been disappointed when your fave comes up short. So like I said, I'm just really going to try to enjoy this moment because it feels like it's been a very long time since one of my favorite contestants actually pulled off the W.
I also think that they're really showing the House of Avalon. I'm wondering what is stopping them from doing a World of Wonder House of Avalon reality TV show.
Actually,
there are characters, there are known faces like Gigi and Simone. There are plenty of people in the house. There's LA culture. They have their own Twitch channel.
I'd rather watch that than the Vegas thing they did.
So World of Wonder, if you need a producer, let me know. I'm down. I'll produce that. I would watch that.
Get into it.
Get into the gig, baby.
Did you watch anything else over the weekend, or could you not because you're LASIK? Tell us about it. How was it?
I love the
video you sent me.
I haven't showed anybody on the internet the videos, but there's video of them slicing and dicing my eyes open and lasering the shit. And
I watched them pull back a piece of your eyeball.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then what do they do? Are their contacts now embedded under your eye?
No, baby. They slice the skin of your eye.
If this isn't just proof that nothing in the world is real, I don't know what is.
What do you mean?
Lasers just fixing our eyes?
Yeah, I don't really know how they really did it. I'm sure I'll learn someday, but they went in there. Well, they gave me a Xanax first. And then they numbed my eyes. They laid me down.
How does one numb an eye?
A little drop of something.
Oh, phew. I was like a needle to the eye.
And then not like an injection in the eye. No,
I don't know.
A little eye drop. And so they laid me down and I couldn't feel a thing. And they sliced back the skin. Lasered it. They said, stare at a green light that was in the center of the thing that I was looking up at for 15 seconds. They were like, don't look away. Don't look away. And that was the most nerve-wracking thing because I was like, oh, what if my brain is like, I really know I can't look away, but I want to look away. So that was the only scary part. It didn't hurt. And then afterward, I got back up. And well, beforehand, she made me try to read a thing across the room. And then I sat back up afterward 20 minutes later and tried to read it again, and I could kind of see it. And she's like, that's only going to get better by the day. So I was like,
why? Why are you wearing glasses right now? Oh, there's no lenses.
I got home and I took out all the lenses of my glasses. Well, because it's kind of like my security blanket a little bit right now.
Yeah.
I am trying to not wear them, but for like, I just did that Insta live thing for work. And I was like, oh, I look so funky without glasses. I'm not used to this. Then I didn't want to explain it on the Instagram live why I'm not wearing glasses. So I just put these on.
Dang.
Ding, ding, double ding.
Can you see?
Well, I got home. I was still Xanaxed.
Can you see me right now? How many fingers am I holding up?
None.
That's a lie.
You're out of screen, I think.
Doesn't mean I wasn't holding up fingers.
Yes, I can. I was making my man stand across the room in the apartment and be like, hold up some fingers. Let me look. And I got it. Well, yeah. I got it.
Good job. Okay, good job.
And they're giving me a referral code if anybody in LA wants LASIK and $1,000 off, bitch. I can get you. So I'm going to do it like a full Q and Slasic on my Instagram.
Oh, shit. Well, I would take you up on it, but as you know, I have perfect eye vision.
Same bitch. Now what? Now
are what you going to be the me? New 2020?
It's all about 2021, babe.
Maybe.
Bebs.
If you want to get over your security blanket, you could get a tattoo on your face.
Glasses tattoo?
No. Just a tattoo.
Oh, I could, I guess.
And that'll be your new face thing.
That kind of brings me to my next topic. I watched 3 movies this week.
With your new eyes.
With my new eyes. And the first one that I think is the topic of face tattoos. Have you seen Crybaby?
No, I don't even know if I've heard of it.
It's a John Waters movie. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Starring Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Ricky Lake is there.
Oh, hey.
And some other fun faces. But it was kind of like a movie musical from maybe the 80s or 90s.
Is it better or worse than La La Land?
Different. It was fun. There's a character named Hatchet Face, and she's like a really ugly girl.
Does she have a tattoo? What's
She's
her
got a lot
eyesight?
Of character. No, Johnny Depp has like a face tattoo in the movie. Anyway, I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. It made me want to watch more John Waters movies. I haven't seen any.
I thought you were going to say Johnny Depp movies.
But aren't we kind of not liking Johnny Depp for a reason? I can't quite remember.
I don't know.
I feel like he's like been canceled recently.
I feel like I haven't even seen a lot of Johnny Depp stuff. Just
well, holy shit.
What's eating I think Gilbert it was his, Grape?
It was his baby. Is he in that?
I yes. haven't seen this. What? Add that to the list.
Well, I think this was like one of his first movies because he was very fresh faced. But oh my gosh, I was very like, oh, I'm understanding what the appeal is here.
Oh, were you wet?
And he sings in it. And I was like,
oh,
ooh-wee.
How's his voice?
It was fine.
Okay. Okay.
We also watched Beautician and the Beast. Have you seen it?
Is that like Tabitha Salon Takeover?
No. Kind of. Actually, yes. It kind of is, but not with Tabitha.
Is it imagine, like...
imagine instead of Tabitha, it's the nanny, Fran.
Is it like that new dog show on TV where they give dogs haircuts and it's like...
No.
Tabitha Salon Takeover, but with dogs?
No.
Okay.
Imagine the nanny.
Okay, Fran.
She's hired by a foreign government to be the tutor of a corrupt president's children.
Okay. So,
and slowly she like breaks down that corrupt president of that like flailing democracy abroad, and her charisma and nerve.
Yes.
Makes him fall in love, but also decide to be a better president and have an honest democracy. So it's like a Vladimir Putin character. And Vladimir Putin and the nanny fall in love. It was wonderful. And she saves democracy. I was like, this movie has it all.
Where was she for the last 4 years?
I don't know. Where is the nanny? I think she's on HBO now.
No, I don't think I've ever seen The Nanny.
That's impossible.
Not a single episode. I know who The Nanny is. What is she The Nanny for? And it's just very confusing because
Mr. Sheffield.
We call my grandma Nanny. So is it about a grandma?
No, she's a a nanny.
A babysitter.
Yes, for these like rich children. The nanny is a classic.
Is she like Mary Poppins a little bit?
A little, in the way that she's, maybe she's from the Jersey Shore or something.
Whoa, how many seasons? Is it a movie? No.
Well, no. But I do think they should remake it with Cardi B.
Okay, I would watch it.
Yes, you would.
Could it be called The Cardi?
There's a the Cardi. There's a line in the intro song of The Nanny that's something about like she's the lady in red when everyone else is wearing tan. I think that tells you everything you need to know about The Nanny.
I would pick tan. If I had to choose between a red outfit and a tan outfit, I'd pick tan. Red's not my color.
Well, I guess you're not the radiant lady of red.
So am I qualified to be the nanny or no?
I don't know. You're more of the beast than the beautician, I think, is what I'm gathering.
Okay. But so she's a beautician and the president's the beast?
Yes. They think that she's like a teacher, but she's a beautician and she gets hired and then she comes over to the country. She starts a union at one of their factories. She fixes a lot of things. She's pro-union, pro-democracy. She helps the dad shave off his mustache. Everything is really, it's
wow,
pro-democracy type of movie.
Wow.
Starring the nanny.
I guess I'll put it on my list.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. I think you will too.
I mean, now that I have nothing to watch on Friday nights, I guess it's back to Beauty and the Beautician.
My only downside was three times in the movie, somebody says, talk to the hand. And it is said in earnest. Like it is a real, somebody
well,
wrote that into
the... That was the times.
I guess,
a sign of the times, baby.
I guess. And then last night we watched Chucky, which
had you ever seen?
No, but I loved it.
I just don't understand why people just don't run up and kick it.
I know. I'm like, does this... So do you know it basically explains the origin of the doll and
I
why
think
it's
I have
evil.
I think I have a pretty good recollection of Chucky, to be honest.
Well,
I love horror.
I had never seen it. And I said, okay, well, we can only rent this if we commit to watching
all
six
five?
Chuckies.
Oh, there's six.
Well, I don't know how many there are, but we saw like five or six in a row. I said that we will not be taking any breaks between now and the end of finishing.
Did
all the
you
Chuckies.
Watch all of them yet?
No, we start. We
oh, just
the first.
Are you going to watch the one with the bride?
Oh yes, Bride of Chucky. We got on the theme of
they
Chucky
like those
because
dolls
we finished.
Like, fuck.
We finished Crybaby, done by John Waters, and we were looking at other movies he's done. He did Seed of Chucky, so I'm like, oh, we should watch Chucky.
I think in the one with the bride, they fuck, and then they have a baby.
Seed of Chucky.
Sorry, which one did you see? The one. I just always forget which one is the original. Is there a haircut
the original,
scene? Is there a haircut
no.
scene at like a U.S. Army base?
No, but that is in Crybaby.
Well, there's one in one of the upcoming Chuckies.
Okay. No, this child wants a doll. The mom is poor, but she finds like a guy selling like dolls in an alley or like toys in an alley. And she's like, how much? He sells it to her.
It's,
little does she know, some guy in a cult chanted at the doll when he was about to die to enter the doll's
mm-hmm,
body.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
all
she figures that out. But that so then she goes to try to find the peddler and she's like, there's a montage of her asking every homeless person she sees if they've seen a guy that sells dolls with bad teeth, and you see her ask every homeless person, like, have you seen a guy that sells dolls with bad teeth? I'm like, was this necessary for the film?
This sounds a lot like the plot of the song Christmas Shoes.
A little bit. a little bit.
Not,
but
no.
Like, but isn't Christmas Shoes the child buys the shoes for the mom?
Well, I think Chucky is the child in the song The Christmas Shoes.
Have your mind.
But yeah, I mean, I just feel like Chucky's always crawling around. He's always like cutting people's Achilles tendons.
Oh, that's his move. Yeah.
And he's always just hiding under the bed. And I think who doesn't have some steel toe boots, some Tim's or something to just run up and kick him?
Well, Chucky's pretty resilient. You have to shoot him in the heart or something. You have to destroy his heart. So they like shot his arm and he was still going.
Was it called Chucky or Child's Play?
Child's Play.
Yeah. Weird. What a weird.
Child's Play, Too Fast, Too Furious.
I watched The Matrix over the weekend and I didn't think it held up quite like I wanted it to.
Oh, it's definitely very techno transitions in editing style.
And I just like, I was expecting it. I don't know why I wasn't realizing that it's over 20 years old at this point, but I was expecting it to be more futuristic. And then in the first scene, like, you know, Reeves is wearing like headphones and has like a Walkman. And then that just felt so dated at this point.
Well, here's some bad news. Technology is advancing at a pace that we will never be able to comprehend.
Bitch, you're telling me you just got your eyes lasered open and now you can see?
I know.
That doesn't even make sense.
I'm just like looking at shit just to look at shit now.
Yeah. And you're all, oh, they just lasered my eyes and now I can see. I just don't get it. And I don't want to get it.
The first day I was very like Mayhem Miller looking. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was the mood.
You were like, oh my God, I can see all the individual leaves on trees.
Yeah, I can. Tell me something to look at. I can read it. I can look at it. It's
how many fingers am I holding up? Look over there.
Okay. Gladly.
How many fingers are in me right now?
That's what I was really wondering.
Good, good, great, awesome, cool.
What was your weekend? Where did you go? What did you do?
Well, I snuck out of San Francisco for a little time in the sun. I just had a little R&R. Very, very stony, sun-filled weekend. It was nice. Logged out of everything. Ignored phone calls from my parents.
Love that. Same.
Was nice and needed. It felt like, oh, I haven't done something like this in a year.
Yeah, I get that. Well, that's good.
Yeah, Paul loved it. Hopefully I look maybe a little tanner. I don't know.
You don't. Not I'll from
the
single.
I'll show you my tan lines later.
You're more the lady in red than the lady in tan, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm working on it.
Well, that's all we have for today. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me
okay.
You can find me celebrating Simone's drag race victory for at least a whole week until the new drag race starts again.
Absolutely. Jesus. Wait, is there really a drag race starting next week?
I think Australia starts either next week or this week.
Okay. And so it continues.
And so it goes. Oh, where can people find you? Looking at things?
You can find me throwing a dead bird into my neighborhood.
Oh, God. Yeah, send a pic of that bird afterward.
Maybe she's gone. I threw it. I threw it into somebody's yard.
I can't believe you're raising a murderer.
Or is he raising me?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, cool. We'll see you guys on the Discord. That's about it.
That's cool, all for today.
Okay. Later.
All right, later.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.